Good morning and welcome to Doctor's Own Call on 95.5 WSB, a weekly show dedicated to helping you live a healthier and happier life. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Good health leads to a good life, but finding medical advice that's free and trustworthy is challenging. That's exactly why 95.5 WSB and the incredible team at Northside Hospital have come together to bring you this show. We're providing real doctors and real answers to your questions. Today, we are so fortunate to have Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo joining us. Dr. Szabo is a board-certified medical oncologist specializing in hematology and oncology based in Johns Creek and Alpharetta. He brings extensive expertise in treating colon cancer and works with Northside Hospital's Cancer Institute. This is the kind of conversation that could genuinely change someone's life. Dr. Szabo, welcome to Doctors on Call.
Well, Belinda, thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm really excited to talk about colon cancer and talk about screening and all the new technology that we're have available, and hopefully we can make a difference in people's lives today.
Well, we're going to take your calls, folks. If you have a question for Dr. Szabo and colon issues and colon cancer, give us a call. Pick up that phone, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Dr. Szabo, you and I were talking. Colon cancer is one of the most common cancers that we have.
Yes. So colon cancer is the third most common cancer in men and women. There'll be about 158,000 cases in 2026. And unfortunately, about 50,000 people will die of this disease. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States. So although we are definitely making strides, we have a ways to go. And what we want to emphasize is the best way to treat colon cancer is to prevent it before it happens. And that's the thing that I think would be great to talk about, at least initially, is screening. Screening,
yes,
for colon cancer, and because screening is really probably the most important thing that we do.
So are colon cancer rates on the rise or on the decline?
So they are on the rise for a certain segment of the population. So when I started, screening started at age 50. But as time has gone on, we started to notice that younger people are getting colon cancer, which is obviously very concerning. So we've had to move our screening from starting at age 50 to age 45.
So, and that's for everyone?
That is for everyone. It used to be in the African-American population, we recommended screening age 45. Now it's for everyone. And we call it early onset colorectal cancer.
Okay. And we're talking about the gold standard, the colonoscopy.
So the gold standard is the colonoscopy, and for people who have had it, they know what they have to do.
They're cringing.
They're cringing because they have to take a prep. They start it at night, and then they do it in the morning, and then they go to the endoscopy suite. They have an IV placed. They do get a wonderful sleep.
Oh, it's the best nap ever.
It's a great nap. And while you're taking that nap, a colonoscope is being inserted in the rectum and the entire colon is being viewed. And if there are polyps or there is a cancer, it's being biopsied. And that's the gold standard. And because it's diagnostic and therapeutic. And just to backtrack a little bit, what we know is that the precursor to colon cancer is the polyp.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it's called the adenomatous polyp. And we know that if you have a polyp if you just leave it there for years, it will develop into a colon cancer.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So the gastroenterologist who does this procedure will look for polyps, remove the polyps, or any other suspicious abnormality. And if we remove those polyps, we've prevented somebody from getting colon cancer. So that's great The problem is only about 50%+ of people actually undergo that screening, and you can understand why. You
right.
have to do a prep. You have to take time off from work. There is sedation, and it's a procedure. You know, it's a procedure, and it, although the risks are very small, there mm-hmm. are risks. So it's it is a wonderful thing that, you know, I encourage people to do. It is the gold standard. It's 95%+ sensitive for picking up these
right.
things and removing polyps. But not everybody wants to do it. And so what I tell people, and I think the medical societies said, the best screening is a screening that you will do. So there are other options for people. There's the fecal immunohistochemical test. And what that does is it looks for the molecule in the red blood cell. So polyps.
That's a blood test?
No, it's a stool sample.
Okay, that's the Cologuard?
It is not the Cologuard.
Okay.
But we'll get to the cold.
Okay, there are I'm lots. Jumping ahead.
You are jumping ahead. You're so excited about this. So, that's a test where your stool is sampled for the red blood cell molecule, and you do it yearly. And if it's positive, then you need to go for a colonoscopy.
Okay.
Because these polyps and these colon cancers bleed, and it's specific for bleeding in the lower part of your GI tract. So it looks at bleeding really from the colon, not from the stomach. It's really replaced the fecal occult card, which looked at something called heme. We don't use it as much anymore. And then there's a 21st century version of the fecal immunohistochemical test, which actually is called Cologuard, which is what you've asked
yes.
about. So Cologuard actually uses that test. It uses the FIT test, but it does a few other things. There's a lot of DNA that's shed from the colon into your stool. And some of that DNA could be DNA of polyps or cancers. And so what the Cologuard does, you send the stool test in. It isolates a certain type of DNA that is associated with polyps and cancers mm-hmm. and certain segments of DNA of genes that are associated with polyps and cancers. And so it's a much more sensitive test than just the looking for the bleeding part. And so it's more sensitive. It's better. They recommend doing it every 3 years. So it's a good way for screening for what we would say average risk patients.
Okay.
So people who have a family history of colon cancer, like my dad had colon cancer, I wouldn't be a good candidate for Cologuard. But if you don't have a family history of colon cancer, or you don't have a genetic predisposition, or you don't have a medical condition that puts you at risk for colon cancer, like inflammatory bowel mm-hmm. disease, those are good tests. If you're a higher risk person, though, colonoscopy is really the way to go for screening.
Okay. We are speaking with Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo. He's a board-certified hematologist and medical oncologist and colon cancer specialist. We are taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And what is the latest coming down the pipe, Dr. Szabo?
The latest thing that just got approved for screening for mm-hmm. colon cancer is a blood test, and it's called Guardant Shield, and it's a group of tests called circulating tumor DNA. So as cancers grow, their cells shed off and they die, and their DNA floats around in the bloodstream, and this blood test will isolate that DNA and be able to see if there is cancer DNA in the blood. And it's not a great screening test, but it is very convenient. It's a blood test. So it's very sensitive for picking up people who have stage 2, 3, and 4 colon cancer. It's a little less sensitive for earlier stage colon cancer, like stage 1, and we can go over the staging.
Right.
And it's even less sensitive for polyps. But it is a screening. It is a blood test. And I suspect what's going to happen over time, And what I'm really excited about in terms of screening, those tests are going to get better and better and better. And hopefully one day, I don't know when, but one day we'll be able to do screening through the blood.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. We've come so far in this area, not just as in prep. I mean, the prep itself has come light years.
I remember my first prep. Multi-gallon thing that they make you put lemonade in it, thinking that it tastes better, and you want to vomit. Yeah, now you have these little small bottles. So yeah, and the prep's better actually. They learn to, you know, you do the prep at night, and then you do a little more prep in the morning.
It's really doable.
It's absolutely doable. You want a good prep. You want to clean the area out because you want to give the gastroenterologist the best chance of finding, whatever needs to be found there.
Right, yeah, exactly. Why do you think that we're skewing younger and younger in these cancers, Dr. Szabo?
Well, there's starting to be quite a bit of population research looking at that because it's very disconcerting.
It's troubling.
It is very troubling that to see younger and younger people. So we often think it's an environmental thing, and we do think it's an environmental thing. One population looked at this, and one of the risk factors is actually sugary drinks, fruit juices.
Okay.
Sugared beverages, like carbonated beverages.
Okay.
So people who drink one or two sugary drinks a day, which is a lot of people, that really increases the risk of colon cancer.
Really?
It really does. And
we
think that what it's doing is it's changing the bacterial or the microbiome of the colon, skewing it to bacteria that produce toxins that cause inflammation and carcinogenic molecules. And over the years, it increases the risk of colon cancer.
Wow. Just cutting out a couple of sugary drinks a day could make a difference.
It makes a big difference. I think we really need to rethink what we're giving our kids, adolescents, or what we're allowing them to do. We really need to, push water, drink good old water, as opposed to those sugary drinks.
What I'm pushing myself.
Absolutely.
My Coke Zero a day is not great.
Probably not the best thing for you.
Oh, this is going to be a hard one.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm the same way.
Okay. Well, we're taking your calls for Dr. Szabo at 404-872-0750. If you have questions about a colonoscopy, when you should start, what to expect, if you've been told you have colon issues, if you want to discuss those with Dr. Szabo, feel free, call us at 404-872-0750. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, sponsored by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Doctor's Own Call on 95.5 WSB. It's a weekly show dedicated to helping you live a healthier and happier life. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. With me in the studio is Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo. He's a board-certified hematologist and medical oncologist and colon cancer specialist at Northside Hospital in Johns Creek and Alpharetta. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. Dr. Szabo, let's go to the phone lines and speak with David N. Tucker. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Oh, I'm well, thank you.
Good. What's your question for Dr. Szabo?
Well, my doctors have told me I've had one colon exam and everything was fine. But now I've been told that due to my other medical conditions, It's not worth the risk to have that exam again. I'm 68. I don't know if my age is a factor in there or not. Just wondered if it's common for people to have risk factors that mitigate against that kind of exam.
I think what I would say is, first, you know, your doctor knows you better than anybody else, and so you may have medical issues that make the colonoscopy procedure a more risky thing to do, because it requires a prep where you're having to drink something that causes fluid shifts and electrolyte changes in your body. And it also requires sedation. So there's always risk of sedation for some people. You know, some people who have significant cardiac risks or other risks, your doctor may recommend a different form of screening. So there are some people where, you know, perhaps colonoscopy is a little bit too risky a screening procedure, so they may recommend some other screening procedure that is less risky. And oftentimes in medicine, what you're trying to do is weigh the risks and benefits of whatever procedure you want to do. To the best of a physician's ability, you want to do no harm. You only want to do good. And so that may be the issue that's going on.
Is that common?
What I would say is that the majority of people are healthy enough for a screening colonoscopy, but there is a segment in the population that has medical issues where a screening colonoscopy may be a little bit too risky for them. And, you know, without knowing your own medical history, and again, your doctor would know your medical history better than anybody else in terms of what the risk and benefit of doing a screening colonoscopy would be.
I think also something that was mentioned, that most of the cancers involved in the colon at my age tend to be slow-growing ones, so they weren't as high risk as other age groups. Is that also a factor for such things?
No. You're 68, am I correct? Mm-hmm. Is that what you
yes.
said? No. So they recommend screening between ages 45 and 75, some type of screening. So the aggressiveness or the riskiness of the cancer really is not affected by the age of the person. So the older you get doesn't mean that your cancer is at less risk of spreading somewhere as opposed to a younger person.
All right, David, thanks for the call, sir, and good luck with that. It is 27 minutes after 8 o'clock, 72 degrees here on Peachtree Street. We hope you take WSB with you wherever you are during the day today. We're listening to Doctor's Own Call. Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo is in the studio with me. He's an oncologist and colon cancer specialist. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Doctor's Own Call, sponsored by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Doctor's Own Call on 95.5 WSB, a weekly show dedicated to helping you live a healthier and happier life. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Today, we're so fortunate to have Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo joining us. He's a board-certified medical oncologist specializing in hematology and oncology based in Johns Creek at Northside Hospital. He brings extensive expertise in treating colon cancer and works with Northside Hospital's Cancer Institute. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. Dr. Szabo, the phone lines are really lighting up. You're very popular, so let's go to the phone lines and speak with JR. JR, you're on 95.5 WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine. I listen to your show every week.
Oh, Belinda. Thank you, sweetheart.
And I love listening to your show. I get a lot of knowledge out of it. And thank you for bringing on Dr. Steve. I appreciate that. I'm 62 years old, okay? And I've been married 38 years. I've got 6 kids.
Wow.
And I've been pushing off the doctor, the doctor. I've been pushing it off. And, you know, I feel healthy. I'm active. I still walk 5 miles 4 days out of the week, and I take care of myself pretty good, but my wife says I'm being selfish, and she wants me to go get checked out, start getting exams and checked out at my age. And I told her, yeah, but I feel fine. She goes, that doesn't matter whether you feel
She's
fine
right,
or not.
JR.
And, so this is, and I need to get, first thing I want to do is get my colonoscopy checked. But I was getting ready to do it the manual way, but then a friend of mine that lives in California, he goes, all you got to do is just swallow a pill, and there's a camera that does it now. You don't have to do it the manual way. I want to know what's the best way for me to do it.
So first of all, I totally get where you're coming from, because I don't really like going to doctors either, and I'm a doctor, so I get it. You know, we just want to push all that stuff off because it's inconvenient and it's scary and all the emotions that go with that. But your wife is right. You got to take care of yourself, because if you take care of yourself, you can take care of your family. So, your wife's doing the right thing by talking to you about that. With regards to the pill, in gastroenterology, there is something called a pill camera, but they use that for evaluation of GI bleeding. So you'll swallow this pill camera, and it'll go through the stomach, the small intestine, the colon, looking for sites of bleeding. It's really looking for sites of bleeding in the small intestine. There have been I've read of some studies looking at it for the for colon evaluation, but it really, as far as I'm aware, is not ready for prime time. So the best screening right now for somebody like you probably would be a colonoscopy. Obviously, you should talk to your primary care doctor to make sure that you're healthy enough for that type of referral, vis-a-vis our last caller. But generally, a colonoscopy is the best way to go. You do need to do the prep, and there is sedation. But what's good about a colonoscopy is, as I've told other people and telling our listeners, is it is both diagnostic. They will find if there are any polyps, they will remove them. And it's therapeutic. As I said, they will remove them. So essentially, the precursor to the colon cancer is that adenomatous polyp. And if you remove the adenomatous polyp, then it cannot turn into cancer. And so that's why colonoscopy is such a good test.
All right, JR.
Can I get information from your location so I can set an appointment with you?
Sure, I'd be happy to talk to you. I practice with Georgia Cancer Specialists. We're part of the Northside Hospital Cancer Institute, and my offices are in Alpharetta and Johns Creek. And I'm always happy to talk to people about how to screen for cancer and how to do things to reduce their risk of cancer.
All right, JR. Thank you so much for your call. Hope you go get checked out with Dr. Szabo at his Johns Creek location at the Northside Hospital Cancer Institute. And Dr. Szabo, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Jenny in Atlanta. Jenny, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you.
I'd like to know if the general anesthesia for a colonoscopy is any better than the colonoscopy you would get with virtual imaging, because I have one of them. I signed up for virtual imaging, and they have a colonoscopy that you can take I don't think it's as complicated or as involved as a regular colonoscopy, but could you explain the differences and tell me which one is better, or are they the same?
So it's a great question, actually. So there is the colonoscopy that requires the prep, the sedation, and the instrumentation. And then there's something called virtual colonoscopy, and I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
And what virtual colonoscopy is it uses really sophisticated CT imaging technology to create this three-dimensional picture of your colon and all the detail of it. And what the radiologist can do once the pictures are taken, literally, when you look at it, it's as if they're flying through your colon looking to see if there are polyps. And it's actually quite sensitive for looking for polyps and, concerning polyps and cancers. It's not quite as sensitive as an actual colonoscopy, but it is very good. The issue with that is it does require a prep. So you still need to do the prep because you've got to clean the colon out in order for them to take really good pictures. But what's nice is you do not need sedation for it. If they do find something, then you would have to undergo another prep and undergo the actual colonoscopy. But CT colography is definitely an approved and encouraged way of doing screening. And if that is something that you would feel comfortable with, I think that would be great.
I think that's all I'm going to be able to do because back in September, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. You probably know all my doctors. They're all at Northside.
Okay. I'm sure I do.
Most of them are on Johnson Ferry, where I go. Mm-hmm. But when I found I had that, then they did the routine, what I thought was just routine screening, for the heart. They did the EKG. That was fine. Mm-hmm. But each heart test they did showed that my heart was not good enough to withstand the anesthesia.
Okay.
But the kicker was, and Belinda, you're going to love this, that was in September that I learned about the breast cancer. And unrelated to that, for 2 years, I had been wanting to go to get the virtual imaging. Mm-hmm. So October 30th, I think it was, I went for the virtual imaging. And they said, if you have a score of 400, we will call you that same day for the calcium, in the arteries. So I was in the produce department in Publix, and my friend who had taken me to the appointment and was helping me shop, I saw him walking over toward me with his phone out, and he had this worried look on his face.
Okay, we kind of have to hurry.
Oh, well, anyway, it turned out that I had five blocked, and it wasn't 400, it was 1,200.
Oh,
bless
dear.
You.
So the doctor, the cardiologist, said I would die on the operating table because of the anesthesia. So I'm in a holding pattern now. I can't have the breast surgery, and I can't.
Right.
So they clear me. So, and now I'm worried about the colonoscopy because in all my life I've never had one. And I'm getting concerned about that because I have fibromyalgia and IBS, and I'm on a probiotic that I just took myself, Floristor.
Well, bless you, Jenny. Our thoughts are with you that you can start getting through this journey and start healing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our thoughts are with you.
Absolutely.
And let's go to the phone lines, and I hope I get to talk to her again. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Clara in Dunwoody. Clara, you're on WSB. How are you today?
All right. Good morning, Belinda and Dr. Szabo. Thank you so much for talking about such an important matter.
Thank you. How can we help you, Clara?
Yes, I'm sorry that I missed the first 20 minutes of the show. I hope this is not a repeated question, but I was just wondering, knowing that it's a leading cause of death, colon cancer, does anyone know the reasoning behind why colon cancer is happening at such a young age? Is it because of a processed diet? Is it because of microplastics? and what can we do better to prevent it? Should we be taking better care of a microbiome with high fiber, you know, of course, eliminated processed food? What can we do to prevent our future from becoming one like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question. And it's, you know, we could have a whole radio show just about this one thing. I mean, it's a huge topic. And I think you touched on a lot of the stuff already. It's clearly, it appears to be that our diet has changed in such a way that it may be altering our microbiome to bacteria that produce toxins that may be carcinogenic to our lining of our colon. I had mentioned earlier that sugary drinks are a problem, but it's also ultra-processed food is a problem. Mm-hmm. Obesity is a problem. It alters our hormonal milieu that increases our risk for the development of cancer. And there is a thought that microplastics may be playing a role as well, that it may be causing this chronic inflammation in our colon, and that chronic inflammation promotes polyp formation, which promotes cancer.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. Good to know.
Yes. We've got to change a few things, Clara.
We surely do. And that was just recent information about the microplastics. So who knows, you know, what we have accumulated thus far.
Right. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Dr. Zone.
I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Yes. Dr. Zone Call presented by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to our final segment of the Doctors on Call. My guest this week has been Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo, board-certified hematologist and medical oncologist. He's a colon cancer specialist at Johns Creek, at Northside Hospital's Cancer Institute. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Northside Hospital, and what has Northside Hospital given patients that other hospitals can't?
Well, the Cancer Institute, Northside Hospital Cancer Institute, really is a multidisciplinary organization. We have colorectal surgeons, we have radiation oncologists, we have medical oncologists. We really offer a full palette of care for cancer care. We have nutritionists, genetic counselors. It really is truly, truly a comprehensive cancer center. Mm-hmm. And what's really great about it is they have offices throughout Atlanta, really throughout Georgia. So it has a lot of convenience.
Absolutely. And Northside Hospital is just the creme de la creme.
It is a wonderful organization.
Absolutely.
And it's a very caring organization, and it's a high quality medical care.
So we've talked a lot about colon cancer this morning. What should people be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so that's really important. I think when people often don't want to talk about bowel symptoms really to anybody, it's not always a comfortable topic. But what I would tell people, if you see bleeding, rectal bleeding, or you have abdominal pain, or if you have change in bowel habits, or really any change, really talk to your primary care doctor or whoever your healthcare provider is. Because that's important, because they'll be the gateway to get you to see that gastroenterologist and get that evaluation. And I can't emphasize enough, please think about screening. However you want to do screening, starting at the age of 45, if you're average risk, if you're higher risk, or for instance, if you have a first degree relative who had colon cancer, you should start screening at age 40 or 10 years prior to that person's development of cancer. So those are things to think about.
So I had issues, so I started at 30.
Yeah, you had told me before the show.
Right.
And you had some GI issues. And what was great is you acknowledged that you had some GI issues. And again, people are shy about these things. And don't be shy. We want to help. You just tell the provider how you feel, and we'll do the right thing.
All right. Let's go and take one more phone call, Dr. Szabo, from Michael and Marietta. You're on WSB. How are you today, Michael? Let's see if we can get you in really quickly.
Good. I'm getting some age on me now, and 76, and I'm due for a colonoscopy and family history of colon cancer. And my doctor is kind of put it on me as to whether I should have it done or not because of my age. He said the risk of an accident occurring during the procedure goes up with age. And so what's Dr. Szabo's thought about that?
So when they talk about screening guidelines, they say from age 45 to 75, those are just rough guidelines. I often tell my patients, and if I see my patients and they're, you know, a healthy 75 or 76 year old, and they're, you know, you think you're going to live another 20 years and you're healthy, I still think people should continue screening. So I don't think those 45 to 75 are absolute numbers. You know, obviously talk to your primary care doctor. If there's any question, you know, he can refer you to a gastroenterologist and talk about the specific risks related to the procedure. But I look at my patients not so much their numerical age, but physiologically how well they are and how long do I think that they're going to live. So, you know, if you're a 75, 76-year-old person and, you know, mom and dad live to 95 or 100 and you're in otherwise great shape, then maybe you are still somebody that one would want to continue screening.
Okay. Michael?
Okay, sounds
all
good.
Right, sir. Thank you so much. And in our diet, what's the one thing we can change today to help our chances of not getting colon cancer?
I think I've said before, I really think at this point, try to reduce the daily sugary drinks.
Sugary drinks?
Yeah.
That's been a surprise for me.
Yeah,
good
takeaway. It was a surprise for me. But when I looked at the population studies, it really did. There were some pretty significant studies that looked at sugar consumption in terms of beverages and the risk of colon
and
cancer.
And that's carbonated beverages. That's sweet tea. That's sports drinks.
Yeah, sports drinks and, you know, fruit drinks and things of that nature that, you know, I have high fructose corn syrup in it.
Okay, folks, you can make that change and give yourself a leg up.
Water is good.
Water is your friend.
Water is your friend.
All right, Dr. Stephen Michael Szabo, it's been a pleasure to have you on Doctors on Call. And you practice at the Johns Creek
campus with Northside, Georgia Cancer Specialist, Northside Hospital Cancer Institute, and also in Alpharetta.
All right, excellent. It was a pleasure to have you on Doctors on Call.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with you next Sunday, 8 o'clock sharp. You're listening to Doctors on Call, presented by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB.